So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. All right, Dom's Money Melody. This hour we'll get a winner and probably a gallows at the end of the week for a $50 gift card. Side question today, Trump very happy, Zelensky in a suit, no tie, all black suit, collared shirt, greeting him in that manner. And Marjorie Taylor Greene's noted fashion maven boyfriend endorsing the suit today, not causing a ruffle by being critical. All the meetings and what comes out of today and what they leak out, those will be the critical factors. But this is a moment where we're actually hearing people talk about some kind of negotiation, as difficult as that might be. All right, Scott Presler, in the person of Paula Scanlon, his organization, was with us the other day at Mulligan's, and people universally recognizing the power of this. And if you missed it earlier today, we had the first interview with Stacey Garrity, and I'm sure that Scott will be involved in that campaign at some point in time, in some way, shape, or form, running for governor, all setting the stage for midterms and then onward in a swing state like Pennsylvania. But I think he's got more good news today on where we stand and what he's up to next. Scott Presler with us for his weekly office visit. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Hey, thank you. I'm coming to you live from the Grange Fair in Center County, Pennsylvania. So I want to make it clear, even while I'm still a working boy out in the field, I always make time for Dom Giordano at 2 o'clock on Mondays.
Thank you, Scott, very much. And
how does he do it, though? Yeah, I mean, he's lost all this weight. Yes. He's got his fair food, fried Oreos, probably to his left, fried Twinkies.
Wait a minute. How's it going with the weight campaign? Yeah, that's right.
You don't understand the temptation that one faces when they are constantly traversing from fair to festival to rodeo. No, this is painful. I've lost 44 pounds in the last 5 months. And I tell you, it takes some serious willpower to deny Pennsylvania fairs.
I can imagine.
I think you deserve at least one corn dog a week.
No, he'll start off.
You know my personality. I can't just register one voter. I have to register 500. I can't just eat one corn dog. I have to eat 500. So that's not going to be good for anybody.
Well, Scott, you missed it, though. I had to, for this show, you know how it is, take one for the team, eat raw oysters.
There's nothing more attractive than watching Dom Giordano try to slurp a raw oyster.
The slurping. Oh my God.
Oh. Well, that is a sight to remember, I'm sure.
Well, and your colleague and representative there was spectacular when she came in. Paula Scanlon said she's indifferent to oysters, but she had the highest honor. There was a beer keg put on her spot, polished up one. It's like the Congressional Medal of Honor to keep her parking spot set there. And people were so receptive to what she's doing, Scott, and what you guys are doing.
Can I ask real quick, Dom? I'm really genuinely curious, Scott. How did you discover Paula? You guys were both kind of floating around the social media scene, right? And you linked powers. What happened there?
Yeah, so, well, Paula has been in her own right, you know, fighting for the conservative cause of, wow, such a low bar that, you know, biological women should only be in women's sports and women's bathrooms, and that women deserve to feel protected in those spaces. And, you know, she's in the tri-state area. And, you know, as well as I do, gosh, New York, New Jersey, and PA, it's such a special combination that we joined forces, and we're so glad to have Paula on the team.
Absolutely. So, Scott, let's talk about how I can hear the fair in the background there. I don't hear any cows mooing yet. But, Scott, how are we doing in Pennsylvania registration-wise this week?
Well, we had a little bit of a setback.
Okay.
You know, the Democrats are registering voters, too. I mean, I'll give them credit. They're focusing on their base, Philly, Delco, Chester. But even despite that, it still wasn't, you know, 2 weeks ago where it was 1,000. This time it was 300. And ultimately, we're still 53,000 voters from flipping the state from blue to red. Now, what's fascinating, though, is the Democrats, they're really only focusing on the eastern part of the state. And they're losing ground in Erie. Erie continues to trend to the right. And anyone that knows Pennsylvania politics knows that Erie is the road to the White House and the road to winning Pennsylvania. And so we're 59,034 voters, I believe, from flipping Erie County from blue to red. And after the Grange Fair today and tomorrow, I'm actually heading to the Crawford County Festival. And Crawford is going to have a lot of those beautiful Erie people. We're going to get them registered. And we have a full-time staffer, Caleb Landis, that we have hired for Erie. And so we are investing in this swing county. And I will say, too, I'm here in Center County for the next 2 days. The Democrats and Republicans have a contest. So if anybody needs to get registered, you come see me. Fill out an emergency mail-in ballot with me or change your party affiliation or vote, change to Republican, and we'll win our contest. And I would love to add that to the feather in our cap.
Absolutely. Now, on my show today, Scott, the first media interview after she announced on Twitter, Stacey Garrity, and she really delivered today. And this should enhance across the areas that Scott Presler knows so well, rural Pennsylvania, like where you are now, et cetera. She has captured that in the times that she's run for office. She understands it. She lionizes it. She doesn't neglect the rest of the state. But these are the people, the Amish and things like that, that you tapped into to help carry Pennsylvania.
Well, I think it's great for the Commonwealth that Stacey is announcing so early. She's not waiting for 2026 to roll around. She's not waiting for the November election to end. I think this is going to fire up and galvanize conservatives across the Commonwealth. And, you know, Stacey's a winner. She's won two Commonwealth-wide elections, even earning more votes than Governor Shapiro has in a statewide election. And so I look forward to, you know, hearing more of her policies. And I know that Republicans at the state level are working to push for abolishing property taxes. So if you want change here in the Commonwealth, well, a big way that we can change it is by changing your governor next year in 2026. But my friends, it starts with defeating three Democrat Supreme Court justices this November. And one of these shows with you, Dom, I would love to do a deep dive on the Dougherty's.
Oh, sure. Well, Johnny Dock and I go way back, Scott.
Really? I want to hear that.
We've had a frenemy sort of thing now. That we get along personally really well, and we've gotten over that. As you know, he's in jail now. You're right. Anytime you mention him, I'm sure, or you mention the Supreme Court justice, you get feedback. We can talk about that. But you're right. This is in one fell swoop. Something that we can do, because I'm not sure if the other side's going to gear up quite in the way that we are. You've identified something here where if people really care, not just about winning the presidency, but day-to-day living in Pennsylvania, one fell swoop, yes, three of them will go, and they should.
And we're out right now. We've got flyers, we've got handouts, and we have a compelling message. And I don't think I can repeat it too much. The three Democrats in the Supreme Court, Donahue, Dougherty, and Wecht, they voted to allow mail-in ballots to come 3 days after Election Day. They shut us down during COVID, and they gerrymandered our maps. So ultimately, if you want Trump to be successful next year in 2026 by keeping the House, and if you want election integrity, and if you want liberty and freedom and keeping things open, I court you. I ask you to vote no to retention to every statewide Democrat judge that's going to be on the ballot. And last thing, I'm voting by mail this year, Dom. You know me. I'm out in the field every single day. Mm-hmm. And I know that President Trump is working to end vote by mail, at least automatically. But it's still the rule of the game, ladies and gentlemen. Governor Shapiro is still the governor.
Let me interrupt you and tell you, thank you for doing that. Look, you can be as pro-Trump as we want. That's exactly right. But you're right, and I was going to say that afterward. Mail-in balloting is still the rule of the game. And the way our listeners did it, by showing up days in advance here, so-called early voting of a sort, you can do that. But you must act on mail-in balloting. We're going to lose every time, or almost every time, if we don't run up those numbers.
And please, I must say this. In the May 20th primary, Dom, only 17.9% of Republicans voted, 21% of Democrats voted. And they beat us 3-1 in mail-in voting. If you truly, like, I wouldn't be on your program advocating this unless I really cared. If you guys want to win this November and change Pennsylvania history, I really encourage you, please, go to vote.pa.gov, request your emergency backup ballot. And the last thing, I know we're short on time. Even if you request your mail-in ballot, ladies and gentlemen, you can still vote on Election Day. It's a plan B. It's your emergency.
Exactly.
It's your prepper that you can surrender it and spoil it on Election Day. But please, vote.pa.gov, request your mail-in ballot today. Please.
That last part is so important to reassure people on this. Exactly right. Scott, where do we go for all things Presler to help with financing, volunteering, where you're going to be? And you got to tell us. I mean, you're at a big pizzeria in Montgomery County. I only found out about it late, did my bit last week. Anything in the Delaware Valley this week?
You know, that was last minute. My team tells me, Scott, things are happening.
Okay.
And look, I will bend over backwards to be everywhere across this Commonwealth. And I want to give a shout out to Chairman Tom DeBillo. He's the county commissioner, county commissioner over there in Montgomery. Great guy. We're going to be partnering where legal with the Montgomery County GOP. And you can go to earlyvoteaction.com. And of course, my X account. I'm coming to the Grange Fair, Crawford Fair, GDS Fair in Wayne County, Luzerne County Fair. I am crisscrossing this Commonwealth working for you guys every single day.
Scott, Dan had something.
I almost forgot, but like I got to tell you, Scott, my wife and I, super, super excited when we saw a pop-up on Twitter that we're going to have our first, I think first ever, conservative reality show that follows the Scott Presler. You're getting a freaking reality show, and we're big into Real Housewives and Bravo.
Dan,
yeah, right.
What's going on here?
What I'm saying. That's what I'm like. I got to get on before the.
What the heck?
So I got to ask, Scott. Is this a whole series they're doing? Is it a one-off documentary? What's going on here that you got a reality show coming out?
Well, thank you. I wasn't prepared to talk about it, but
I'm so sorry,
breaking exclusive news. Newsmax, thankfully, is doing a documentary about our work. And this is kind of the first of its time kind documentary slash reality television show, actually about Republican activism. And so this is our opportunity that we are entering television and entertainment, and we're going to have more opportunities to show people the great work that we're doing. And I want to thank Brian and Randy with Newsmax for producing this, and we hope that it will come out sometime before the November election.
I can't.
Oh, absolutely.
This. Like, genuinely.
That's burying the lead. Thank you.
I guess next segment at some point, Dom, or yes, before the end of the show, there's the first 2 minutes of it that we can play back here that shows how great the series is going to be. But
we'll play that.
Yeah, yeah,
we'll
that's
play
awesome
that
stuff,
coming
Scott.
Up here, Scott. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dan.
On that. And I know you're modest on this, but we need to know these Pressler sightings.
Oh, well, and you know what we're going to do, too? When you guys return to Wildwood one more time before November, I'll bring the crew. Actually, I think they were there with me, right? They were there when we were in Wildwood, okay. So you guys might already be in the program.
Okay, so I got to ask that. So Scott,
Wait a minute, Dan. How was the hair and makeup? Scott, I'm Dean.
It was good.
How was the hair and makeup?
There was a moment near the end where I pulled Scott aside, and Johnny wanted to give Scott a T-shirt. He was working with a great team of videographers. I go, Scott, is this going on social media? And Scott, you said, no, probably not. It's going to be somewhere else. I guess this is what that. Okay, it's all. That's crazy.
That's
all
what right. that was.
Congrats.
So yes. Johnny Z and the Big Show on Newsmax. Now that's there we go. Okay. Hey Scott, thank
no,
you.
Well,
I'll give
thank you.
The, I'll
you
give you the next.
So
I'll give you the next Mulligan's date if you happen to be anywhere possible. We always love to have you there. But congratulations on this.
Hey, congratulations to us, and thank you for always having me on your program, Dom,
you're
Dan,
welcome.
Henry, the whole team.
Thank you, Scott, very much. Dan, yeah, I thought there were some more cameras than usual. You know, and the mic of Wake Up New Jersey guy is unbelievable. He brings his own camera. He's filming along with this. And we have increased our appeal of females on YouTube with his presence. All right. Although Ro wasn't sure she met him, I couldn't get her take on that. So we're a little unclear. All right, let's play that coming up. All right, after
yeah, it's
Money
definitely
Melly.
Worth playing. It's really
one,
cool
one thing with Scott. He always brings up something. Look, President Trump on Truth Social said he's going to put in the near future. Come on, I hope he rescinds this. An executive order to ban mail-in balloting. You won't be able to do that. It's a state issue. You can't do that through executive order. So Scott Pressler's right. And again, we got to be in this game. I don't like it when I get the spirit of this. We want people to show up and vote on election day. We win almost every time. But until then, Linda Kearns, Secretary of Defense, Scott, the offensive coordinator, they both combined to do what? To help win Pennsylvania big time. Why? People trusted in it. You heard what he said. You can bring your mail-in ballot, then spoil it on election day. And or people showed up in those 3 or 4 days out there in places like Bucks and Delaware County, waited in line, deposited it. So actually early voting by using mail-in balloting. You can do all that. Do not backslide on this. You know what happens. You're giving the other team the advantage. It's like the other team can throw longer passes like my arm, 40 yards plus, and we're dinking and dunking going down the field. Well, maybe that's a false analogy. They can do it like Dan threw. I was amazed, Henry, seeing that ball. I think Dan retreated quarterback stance in flip-flops and threw it over 40 yards easily.
Dang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can read a defense, too.
Yeah, I can read a defense.
I missed my calling.
Then some guy.
A 6'8 guy can read a defense and has a rocket for arm.
There you go. And some guy who was a ringer, who was a high school coach, threw at 62 and hit a car and an alarm went off when we all went into Mulligans. But I do have the Bridgestone football ready to go. That's the next thing. Might bring it in a couple weeks. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in right now. It is time, though, for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Oh, Walter Koss, going back to the good stuff. You'll win today a $50 Metro Diner gift certificate. Visit metrodiner.com to place that order today. Who has it here, Henry?
I do. Yeah. Okay. So today, Dom, we are on the side question. We're asking for that all-time fashion faux pas. I wouldn't say it's a more of a fashion faux pas from this band, but more of a fashion statement. ZZ Top. Bunch of sharp-dressed men
with their
sunglasses and long beards.
Yes.
Do you like that look, Dom?
No.
No?
Any mention of a beard sends me off into,
really?
Hey, got a shave.
Why?
There. Yes.
You got to get one, Dom.
I think the clean-shaven look is it. I would shave in every hour if I could.
I mean, if I could grow a beard like that, I'd be inclined to do so, but I can't get it that that thick and luxurious as they do. But yeah, I'm going to play you ZZ Top, sharp-dressed man, but as you probably figured, it's not going to be sung by them. There is a cover artist here today who all dressed up in 2007, dressed up like the band, wearing suits and sunglasses, and performed at the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas. Some notes about this cover band is that they are a foreign band.
Did you
know that, Dan?
I didn't know.
Dan, I don't think Dan likes this band either. Is that true, Dan? You've expressed your
displeasure. I really don't care either way.
Yeah.
There's a strong hate toward this band, particularly online.
Yes.
That I don't buy into, but I just don't think they're a great band either by any means.
Yeah. Foreign 90s, 2000s band that is has a very polarized presence online. So I want to know this band covering Sharp Dressed Man. Let's take a listen. Yeah, this lead singer of this band is known for his long blonde locks and his goatee. Among other things, with his very hoarse and scratchy voice.
Alrighty, so hit us at 855-839-1210, $50 Metro Diner card. And we'll play you a little bit of that upcoming documentary on Scott Bresler.
The subject matter is right up your alley, Dom. So I think you're going to love this.
Yeah, and Dan and Maisie give it 4 stars. How did you even know that that's out there?
It popped up on social media. There was a tease from Scott that he posted up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Guys everywhere. And Mulligan's is the center of the universe, Johnny. There you go. And I wish I had captured the oyster eating. Maybe not. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, this is a cover of ZZ Top playing right into today's side question, coming off Zelensky. So we got all kinds of bank shots. And he did wear a suit today. No tie, that's fine. All black suits captured the mood, I guess. Listen to the clue, and we're looking for the band, right? Or no, we're looking for the...
We are looking for the cover band here.
Cover band, okay. All right, let's go to Trish in Westville, New Jersey. All right, Trish, who's covering that song?
Hi, Dom. It sounds like Nickelback.
Hey, Nickelback.
All right, it is. Now, how do you feel about that? I haven't seen that. It was almost like the sauce and gravy, people attacking Nickelback. And I kind of limited knowledge, but I agree with them on it. They're, you know.
I think it's, I don't know. It's become the meme to make fun of them online at this point.
Right.
And I think there's much worse bands that deserve criticism.
Yeah, but they're pretty prominent, though.
Yeah, but yeah, I think there are more prominent bands that deserve criticism that I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Nickelback. I just don't think they're as horrible as people make them out to be.
No.
All right, I'll put you on hold,
Here's
Trish.
Congressman Nick Langwar or something like that.
Yeah, Mr. Speaker, I rise in support of the rule which provides consideration of the Limit, Save, Grow Act.
Oh, wait, that's not the right one. Sorry.
These guys do get out on the floor of Congress.
They did. Going
after them, right?
Yeah. Over Nickelback.
Yeah. All right. Coming up, we'll play you a little bit of
Save, Grow Act. Yeah. Sorry about that, everyone.
That's okay. Of a trailer. Around Scott Presler and Newsmax reality TV. Okay, here's the Nickelback debate.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to Presler.
Oh, no, I'm
Presler
sorry. We'll go to Presler after. Yeah, I'll take you got some people
debate,
wait.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay, we'll go to it. And, you know, what he said about President Trump and this directive, if he does do an executive, look, I know he gets fired up, wants to keep the troops fired up. The troops need to be fired up toward one thing, winning. And what won the last time? Remember those people days before the election? Remember over there in Bucks County, a woman in a wheelchair, the whole thing, standing in line, fighting them. You are going to have court orders. Al Schmidt on my show. You are going to have to let them vote. You can't say you only have an hour to do this stuff. And if you're in line, it doesn't. No, they vote. That's how you win. You're not going to win at this point in time, or you win both houses, and then get rid of mail-in balloting. Of course, that's what we want to do. So let's just stop this nonsense again about mail-in balloting. You got Linda Kearns on defense, Scott Presler on offense. That's the game. trying to change the rules down the road, I'm all on board with. But I play the game by the rules of what we have in front of us. Got to win. By the way, Henry, I'm not sure. I would need more evidence. But people are going after the guy who threw the bat.
You know, oh, Victor Robles?
Yeah. But you know what? I'm tired of pitchers who now don't have to bat out there having target practice. The guy who hit Bohm the other day. I mean, it's just disgraceful.
Yeah. I don't think he meant this one. I really don't.
The Robles one.
I think Victor got mad because he was rehabbing an injury on his shoulder and then got hit there.
You know what? There's pitching inside, and then there's guys out there who are not able to command their pitches that much and feel, what the hell?
Yeah.
That
separates the minor leaguer from the major league, because we are talking about Victor Robles on a minor league assignment rehabbing an injury.
Right.
I don't know if we'll see that guy in the major leagues anytime soon. We'll see Victor, but we won't see that pitcher.
Point being that, what's Major League Baseball going to do with pitchers that are hitting guys routinely? It's not part of the game. If I'm getting hit, that's it. I don't want to hear this nonsense.
Oh, I think it's definitely a part of the game.
Hitting guys?
Yeah, totally.
Well, okay, then. Maybe a bat being flung at you is part of the game.
Yeah, no, you got to understand. If you're going to do that, it's all about the gamesmanship part of the game. Like,
right.
If you bean somebody, you can expect some punches, bat, a cleat.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to be ready for that. Yeah,
exactly. All right, let me go to Joe in Columbus. Joe, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dom. Hey, I agree with Henry on that. I mean, there's one way to combat it in this age of the designated hitter. You take out their stud. You take out the big guy. You put one. You throw one at right at his shoulder.
Well, I tell you what. I don't condone that, Joe. Now we're into something that's a deadly weapon. Let's face it. So I think you got to go after the guy who does it. When Robin Ventura charged Nolan Ryan, I kind of wish he took Nolan Ryan out. Even though Nolan Ryan, my God, what he did there was unbelievable. Yeah.
Well, how about when Johnny Roseborough Juan Marichal went at it with a baseball bat?
Yeah, I know. Hitting the catcher over the head with a bat is not what I'm advocating. That's what he was trying to do.
No, there's weapons all over over that field. Even your spikes, you can sharpen them up. Dom, that was a great Friday.
Joe. You made it that particular. You seem to be in a lot of pictures with Paula Scanlon, I'm told.
Oh, Dom, she's a sweetie.
Yes.
I had a couple, but she's a sweetie. I made a point to tell her, you keep up the great fight, girl, because you're going at it hard and heavy.
Absolutely, and she got the ultimate honor. Who next? I'm going to ask Johnny. Who's worthy of the parking spot next appearance with the beer keg that Dan shines up? Who's going to be worthy of that?
I don't know. That's something you got to. That's a long term thing. That's long term acknowledgement, I would say.
Oh God, yes! Such fun to talk radio.
My side answer is very traumatic. I've seen it on the Jersey Shore, but it never hit me up close and personal till I was on my honeymoon, and it was that I was in the pool sitting on the exit steps, and this guy comes out with this chintzy draw sack, flesh-colored cover for his vital bits. And he had the string going around his waist, garbage string, and he had the garbage string going down the crack of his caboose. And it was just a little too close for comfort. And he had skin. It looked like a roadmap of Manhattan. He should not have been wearing this thing. And the sack itself was like flesh-colored, so he looked like he was naked. And he had the dried up face. He looked like Joe Walsh, the bleached hair and everything. And I'm with this guy. I'm with this couple we met. And the guy husband turned into Dice Man. You know, hey, for a guy, you got some set of blah, blah, blah.
Oh, God.
And it was brutal, Dom. It was brutal. And there's no place on any beach for that. Put it in your own bedroom, but not on a beach.
Thank you, Joe. There's a rule to live by. All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you got on board. By the way, we got one more Mulligans this year, so if you have not been, be ready when we announce the next date and some of the people showing up and all. It is just incredible. As I said on Friday, no radio station has two shows like that, Rich Over at the Grand Hotel. separated by only a few miles, right over the bridge. It is, it's really what talk radio is all about that people don't get. It's not just political blather, et cetera, over endless stuff. Of course, big guests, big issues like Stacey Garrity today. But some of these things that come up, like the oyster eating, you just got to go with it. All right, we're coming to your calls, too. And Dan has a couple minutes, youtube.com/1210, of Scott Presler and this new reality show, following him around registering voters. How could that be a reality show? Oh, I could see the makings of that. Hey, are you constantly searching for an extra energy boost? As we age, our bodies produce less of the natural fuel needed to combat fatigue. Discover Rescue Orasine from Rescue Natural Supplements. Now, Rescue Orasine helps enhance energy production at the cellular level, supports a healthy heart, maintains optimal blood pressure. Plus, right now, our exclusive offer to our listeners, take advantage of a special offer. Buy one bottle of Orasine, get another completely free. All that you have to do is use the code FUEL when placing your order. To place that order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Remember, use the code FUEL at checkout. And again, mention the code FUEL, F-U-E-L, when you call or use it at res-q.com. Get your second bottle of energy-boosting Rescue Orasine totally free, res-q.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, it is Dom time, 855-839-1210, all-time fashion faux pas. Takeaway so far, Zelensky publicly acknowledging, yes, let's bring on the trilateral. He did mention American troops as part of the security deal. I don't think that's going to happen. But NATO would be involved in there, sort of a pseudo Article 5, which says one nation attacked, they're all attacked. Here is our own Scott Presler, though, Dan and Maisie, noted reality TV experts, just a sheer volume of watching, spotted the trailer for Newsmax's reality show of Scott Presler.
Be that you've heard of someone who's been doing so much voter registration right here in Pennsylvania. His name is Scott Presler.
And after she does a brief introduction, she says she'd like to call her friend Scott Presler up to the stage. I'm wearing shorts. They have to like remove these barricades. The Secret Service are like freaking out because this long-haired guy with shorts is coming up and they don't know if I'm cool or whatever.
And he wore shorts for us today, so check out his legs. Look at this.
So I go up and there's Laura and Eric and I give her a hug.
Laura
and
Trump.
Gestures for
Eric
me to
Trump.
Go over
yep.
to the mic. Here is my moment.
I wish I didn't wear shorts today.
I'm sweating. I'm gross. And not only am I wearing shorts, I'm wearing short shorts.
Mom and Dad, I honor you on the stage today, Captain Robert Presler and my mom, Carol Presler.
You'll see, I'm blowing out air. And I'm thinking before I speak, and I think I even closed my eyes a couple times because I'm centering myself knowing I have the world's ear. What am I gonna say to them? How can I make the most impact in a very short, significant amount of time?
Pennsylvania, you have the power to change the world. Pennsylvania wins the White House, and so please, I ask you today, please check your voter status. Make sure you're an active voter registered at your current address. And please visit vote.pa.gov and register to vote today.
Those 2 minutes were significant. And I will say that Laura Trump forever changed my life. She didn't have to do that. She didn't have to bring me up on stage. But that moment changed my life. And I like to think got a lot of people registered and made an impact on the Pennsylvania election and the presidential election.
All right.
Flip
so,
it red. Flip it red from
now. Now, I can see why you would have seen this. What's Maisie's take on all this with Presler and reality show?
Maisie just said, what's appealing about reality shows, and I don't think people that don't watch reality shows don't get it, is it's a taste, it's a slice of life that you yourself don't get to experience. So
right. Right.
What's fascinating about Real Housewives is you're not living that life, so it's kind of... It's cool to see a glimpse into another life and the drama that comes with it. And Scott Presler lives one hell of a fascinating life. He traverses the state, Pennsylvania, now New Jersey, and he's doing a job that not many – there's no glamour to it, registering voters. You would think at face value, but the guy goes to concerts, he goes to events, he meets young people, he's going to parties. There was a guest that came on Zioli talking about Make America Hot Again. lock-in parties. Right. You know, these are all things that would fit really well in a reality show, and I'm happy that a producer of our Newsmax kind of saw that. I don't know how far it will go. I don't know if there will be viewers. There might be a viewership of one being me because I feel like it checks all my boxes. But I do think the guy has a life that's worthy of a reality show and a slice of life that I'm very curious to see myself.
And we don't know when it's coming out. We have to have a premiere
party. Did
it say
there right there, Henry, on the left? No, just
coming soon.
Coming soon. We'll get it from him. We have to have a premiere party with him. Definitely. All right, Robert in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hi, Dom, Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today. If I could just give kudos to Donald Trump's diplomacy model for about 10 seconds. A couple days ago, a reporter says, how will you know if you're going to have a deal? Because Trump says, I'll know within 25 seconds whether they're going to have a deal, because that's what I do. He was telling Putin, don't waste my time. If you're going to come, be serious. The next day, he says, you know, I really don't have time for this. I would much rather be continuing our great progress, making America great again. That was him telling Zelensky, my patience is wearing thin. You better be ready to play ball. And then when they were standing on a tarmac and that B-2 with the F-35 escort flew overhead, that was another message to Putin, read the room, okay? You're second fiddle here. And he does it so effortlessly, and he gets the point across, and it's like the news doesn't even notice it, you know? It's I think it's masterful, man. This guy is something that I've never seen before, Dom, you know?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe this Friday, the trilateral meeting, and even if there's a little nugget that comes out of there of agreement, that tells you it's going to happen.
Well, even if it doesn't happen, Trump just said over the weekend, it's your guys' loss. We're going to be fine. Right. You guys need to work it out. He's great at this. But my answer to the side question is the tattooed Chinese symbol on your neck or face. I don't get that. I don't understand why you're picking Chinese symbols to tattoo on a visible place. But that's probably why I just think it's a fascist faux pas. I don't understand it, Dom. Do you?
No, Allen Iverson had all that stuff. It said to remember, like, bring milk and bologna home. Come on, write it down.
What's the Chinese symbol?
Yes.
What's the Chinese symbol for milk and bologna? Anyway, I'll let you guys go. Thank you so much, Don.
Thanks very much. Put it on your phone, Allen. That's how you can remember it. I've never gotten Allen on, Dan. Michael Vick, yes. People
really?
Like that. Oh, yeah, hey, Michael Vick. I think he's a reform guy, big time. As I was listening to the setup, you know, as we were going back and forth with him, Mike Tyson, I thought he was brilliant. Not in person. Whoa. Woo. I didn't like that question. Okay, I rephrase it. All right, it is the lightning round now. Jump in, that all-time fashion faux pas. That's what we're looking for. Zelensky, a suit today. That's where it came from. Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, all-time fashion faux pas. Zelensky looked pretty good today. Trump thought so. And more importantly, Marjorie Taylor Greene's boyfriend, who moonlights as a reporter, told him he looked pretty good. God. Richard in Somerdale on the lightning round on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Richard, what's yours today?
Our illustrious governor, Phil Murphy, wearing a $1,500 business suit and sneakers, which is rather strange because he has a villa over in Tuscany and he can afford to buy some Italian shoes.
Yeah, he only goes there once or twice a year, apparently. So, Dan, you rule on that. The shoes that I wore, I wouldn't wear them with a suit to the...
I think it's purple. Yeah, it's fine today.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't like the way the pants look like those shoes.
Like, it matters what kind of shoes. Like, not sneakers, but if we're talking, like, boots with a different color sole that you have, yeah, I think it works.
I already think that went out of style.
Yeah?
I think it was very short-lived. I think of that as, like... early 2010s, even.
Yeah?
Okay. I like it, but not a suit. That's a little bit... well, you don't wear it with a suit, right? You wear conventional shoes with the green suit.
Both ways. No, with my green suit, I wear black dress shoes.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, but when I wear a blue suit, sometimes I'll wear, like, the brown boots with it.
Okay.
Yeah, the Kilmeade.
Yeah, I... too much soul there with a suit. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony. All right, Earl, what's yours today?
Is MSNBC stealing from ABC? Because ABC has a show called ABC World News Now.
Right.
I remember when it first came out in the 90s, It used to run from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. It was the Bush League. It's where they used to train their anchors. Right. Anderson Cooper. And David Muir, they all got their start there. Tamala Edwards from 6ABC, they all got their start there. So nothing like stealing from one network to another to name your show.
MSNBC, talk about hard times. Yeah, they are a disaster. All right, Earl, what's your answer today?
My answer today is women who shave off their eyebrows and then have their eyebrows tattooed on. But what I've been seeing on the internet lately is they go with the Groucho Marx grease paint. Huge eyebrows.
Nancy
I mean,
Pelosi.
You expect them to have the glasses and the mustache.
Thank you. Nancy Pelosi eyebrow country is unbelievable. Bill and Buck. Sorry, Bill, what's yours?
Oh, well, Pat Boone was known for wearing them as his signature shoes, and big in Florida, but up here, I do not wear white shoes.
And I never wore white shoes. I don't know how that got started. I'll admit to a lot of things. I don't know where the white shoe thing came from, but Pat Boone was on the show. It was a great guest. Really, really good. Drew in Upper Darby, Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Drew.
Hey, Dom. Thanks so much, man. Real quick, do you remember the bullpen coach for the Phillies back in the early 70s, Irish Mike Ryan? He never met a bench-clearing brawl he didn't like, man. He was the first one out there. Oh, man, it was unbelievable. It was awesome. But, hey, Dom, my answer, at the height of AC/DC, I started seeing guys wearing the tie with the shorts, like a shorts and tie in a suit. I'm like, I don't get it. It didn't last long, but it was pretty cool. All right, Dom, thanks.
Thank you, Drew. David in Lexington, South Carolina. Hey, David, what do you have today?
Howdy, gentlemen. I got the best one of all time, I think. Anything Dallas Cowboys.
All right. Yeah, particularly in Philadelphia. Fashion faux pas. Even the cheeseheads here. Trouble. All right. Joe and Exton, I think, rounds it off. We'll see. Joe, what do you have?
Yes. Hello, Dom. And good afternoon. For my fashion faux pas, a man in a suit and a white shirt wearing a bow tie rather than a conventional necktie.
Can't stand the bow tie, huh? Even if it's tied.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Joe. John in Wildwood. John, I got you in. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I don't know the guy's name, but you'll remember this. He was on one of Biden's people.
Oh, yeah.
He stole someone's dress out of their luggage and then wore it to some affair.
Thank you. All right, Henry, can you clear out a potential winner here? What did you
I liked the answer of Richard and Somerdale, the suit and sneakers. I thought that's a very good one. And I like Joe Vexen's answer of the bow tie, just because I feel like people like the bow tie, but he calls in, he's like, nope, not a fan.
I thought he would like it. Dan, what did you like?
What was the one that really stuck out to me? It was Robert with the tattooed Chinese symbols, but he really didn't specify the particular ones when people get them tattooed, but don't really actually know the meaning of them. So it says, like, sauce when they actually wanted gravy tattooed on them.
I gotta go with that at the end. Richie always popping his head in there, too, on that. They say, oh, what the heck? All right, let's go with that.
Or you want strength, and you get like...
Yeah, I get the point. Yeah, they're not translating well. Yeah. Oh, the Japanese, or misspelling mom or whatever on your tattoo. All right, Rich is in the house, ready to go for 4 big hours. We're back tomorrow. Thank you, Stacey Garrity, for coming on today. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Free. Plus free samples and free shipping. Free.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.